The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Time now for Dr. Health Radio, radio's original health news magazine, bringing you the latest information on medicine, nutrition, fitness, and wellness, and now in its 31st year. Your host of Dr. Health Radio is health expert David Snow, who is not a doctor, and while most of David's guests are doctors or authorities in their areas of expertise, they do not diagnose or prescribe on the air. If you have a condition or illness that requires medical attention, see a health professional. The information contained in this program is for educational and entertainment purposes only. And now, your host of Dr. Health Radio, the Snowman himself, David Snow.
Let's start the show with some facts about things that smell good but may not be so good for you. In fact, they may be actually bad for you. Hair fresheners. Did I say hair fresheners? No, air fresheners. And hair care products, you know, shampoos, conditioners, all those sweet-smelling things that have supposedly fruit in them, and it's made of chemicals. That's what you're smelling. Deodorants, perfumes, colognes, all the potions and lotions of personal care items that you put on your body. The scents of soaps and cleansers and detergents and, you know, those cleaning, the fabric softening sheets that you get. That I remember I was in a condo that I lived in before where I'm living now, and the neighbor would have those all the time, and the smell would permeate to my unit. What's that about? Of course, there's disinfectants and sanitizers, whether it's Lysol, Pine Sol, and all the other sols out there, and things that smell fresh as a daisy, but That's chemicals that you're smelling. And not to say that everything is bad, but so many of the chemicals that smell good are bad for you. Also, barbecues, which is summer season for barbecues and picnics. Well, you know, the smell of food cooking or just smoke in general, whether it's from meats or trash, it's hazardous to your lungs. And so we'll talk about that today, because this is the air quality show here on Dr. Health Radio. And if something smells good, looks good, it can taste good, doesn't mean it's good for you. I mean, look at sugars, trans fats, excess salt and sugar. And so smell is what we're going to talk about today, because just because something smells good, it can still be harmful to your health. And you need to know about some of the things to be aware of to make sure your lungs last a lifetime. And here to help us do that, we have our indoor air quality expert, Jason Princenthal from Air Care Hawaii, where we broadcast from. He's been on the show for over 15 years now, and he is a mold detective, kind of the Sherlock Holmes of your homes out there. He will be with us in just a few short radio minutes talking about things like air conditioning filters. How often should you change them? Also, the pitfalls of air conditioning, the pluses and minuses. Water damage. What if you have hidden leaks in your walls or different areas of your home or offices that can cause hidden molds and mildew and a fungus among us? We'll talk about disinfecting those, and also allergies and asthma, how to reduce them in your home and office and workspace. Carpets, curtains, couches. We'll talk about healthy homes, mold testing and cleaning and air purifiers and much more. So welcome to the Air Quality Show, especially indoor air quality, where we spend 90% of our lives. And speaking of, let's go to news that you can use. Speaking of smelling, passing the smell test. This from the book On the Scent. The coronavirus has affected millions of people. Their sense of smell and symptoms can persist for months. This so-called long COVID, long after the infection has passed. Anosmia, which is the clinical term for the inability to perceive smell. Well, the sense of smell can be integral to emotional well-being. That's why it's important to regain your sense of smell. because they've studied depression, people or patients with depression. They found that a third of those have lost their ability to smell, a third of all depressed people. And it's interesting that smell is actually the least studied of all of our senses, and yet conditions like Alzheimer's and Parkinson's are associated with an early loss of smell. Dysfunctional sense of smell is also linked with schizophrenia. And in the future, a smell test may be part of routine checkups, they say, particularly for older people. Now, no doctor can tell you how long you will be without a smell or without your senses, your olfactory senses, if you have long COVID, but it's important to regain it as soon as possible. And while there's no cure for anosmia, there is a technique called smell training, which is regular sniffing of aromas. Believe it or not, things like rose and lemon have helped people with acquired olfactory loss. So sniff away, okay? And speaking of COVID, this is interesting, and it also has to do with our discussion today on indoor air quality, but bad candle reviews, how can that possibly be linked to helping to track COVID-19 cases? Well, negative Amazon reviews, listen to this. Scented candles, the reviews of scented candles may indicate the number of COVID-19 cases in the community and could even predict infection spikes. The extent in the population of anosmia, which I mentioned is the loss of smell, that's a key COVID-19 symptom. Well, Northeastern University in Massachusetts analyzed 9,800 Amazon reviews of four best-selling scented candles. And they noted the number of reviews and said the candles had no smell and compared them with reports of COVID-19 cases in the U.S. Well, it's interesting. The research started out as a joke. However, the team found a link between COVID-19 cases and negative candle reviews. How about that? The link also still stood after the researchers accounted for other seasonal illnesses that can affect smell. And so they say monitoring scented candle reviews could track COVID-19 cases as regular testing winds down worldwide. How about that? All right, we want to wish a happy birthday this day of July 30th. Happy birthday to a fitness icon and former guest here on Dr. Health. Arnold Schwarzenegger is 75 years old today, and that's 75 years. And wow, how time flies. Can you believe, you know, Mr. Bodybuilder himself? And he was a guest, as I remember, in the early 2000s. He was filming Terminator 3 when we had him on the show, and he was kind enough to stay up because they were shooting most of the scenes at night, and he actually stayed up for me the following morning to be on the show live back in the early 2000s. So hats off to happy, healthy birthday to Arnold Schwarzenegger today, 75 years old. And speaking of exercise, it's National Exercise with Your Child Week this week of July 30th. Well, actually, tomorrow it starts July 31st to August 6th, encouraging parents and guardians to exercise with their children as part of a healthier lifestyle. This week's Supplement Spotlight features quercetin. I know it's a weird-sounding name, named flavonoid compound. It's found in your foods and plant foods such as red onions. That's one of the richest sources. Citrus fruits also have high amounts of quercetin, and many other foods contain it. But quercetin is known for its anti-inflammatory and antioxidant effects. And the reason I'm bringing it up today is it's also been used because it has a stabilizing effect on the mast cells in your body, which produce histamine. And that is if you have asthma or allergies or hay fever, you're producing too much histamine, so it helps to modulate that. And in one study published in the Journal of Inflammation, it indicated that quercetin could become a remedy in treating the severe inflammation in COVID-19 patients. Now, it's available. You don't need a prescription for it. It's available over the counter at your nearest natural food store or pharmacy. And the one I take is, and I, by the way, I just take it for prophylactic or preventative purposes, but it's Natural Factors Lipomycil Quercetin, and that has about 10 times the potency of regular quercetin. And another one I have in my kitchen cupboard is the Natural Factors Quercetin with Zinc and Copper, because what quercetin does is it actually drives zinc into the cells, and zinc, of course, is your main antiviral mineral, so it keeps your cells healthy. And also vitamin C is a natural antihistamine as well, so you want to take that with quercetin or if you have any allergies. And by the way, this is not in your multivitamin. You're not going to find quercetin. You need it as a separate supplement if you want to take a supplement of it. It's not going to be in a typical multivitamin mineral. And you want to take it in high enough amounts to elicit a benefit from it. All right. Okay, a few more minutes here on news. Let's see. Oh, a safety and health recall. I mentioned this on a very recent show, maybe it was last week, on air fryers and how they're not as healthy as you might think. They're better than deep frying things, but still high heat and the Maillard reaction, which is the browning and caramelizing of foods and toasting and, you know, the nice crispy, the way that the foods come out from the fryers. But this Best Buy is recalling about 635,000 Insignia digital and analog air fryers, as well as their air fryer ovens, because the air fryers can catch fire, burn, or melt, causing a risk of injury or damage to not only property, but also a risk to your health, of course. So if you bought any of these at Best Buy, you best not use them. They say stop using the product immediately and arrange for a return. All right. Okay, since we're going to be talking about air conditioning, you know, we think of air conditioning as a modern invention, but an early form of air conditioning kept Indian temples cool. This was, they discovered this religious settlement built 2,000 years ago, and it had an early form of air conditioning in that the settlement held temples, dormitories, and other buildings, and was part of a small village in India. And the predominant feature was that the site was on a large granite. It was situated on a large granite-skirted natural reservoir storing rainwater around which temples and dormitories were strategically built. And the entire settlement was on a hillock where winds blew because of the elevation. Well, they blew over the water, and the gusts over the reservoir had a cooling effect on the buildings. So they were smarter than we thought back, you know, primitive form of air conditioning. And the walls actually were engineered with air gaps as well, which reduced heat transmission. So there you go. And speaking of heat, the sunny side effect of summer, well, this isn't, if your prescription isn't working like it used to, it might be the summertime sun that's responsible. Because it alters your body's ability to break down medicines. This was a study from Sweden. They found that during the sunniest months, people taking drugs to suppress their immune system, such as transplant patients, had lower concentrations of the medications in their blood and the highest levels of vitamin D, which the body produces, of course, and when it's exposed to UV light. Well, high vitamin D levels can cause the liver to process medicines quicker, which lessens their effects. So ask your doctor if a stronger dosage of medications for the summer season might be appropriate for you. All right, the magic of melons, since this is melon season in the summer, and what's more cooling than a cantaloupe or a juicy watermelon, right? Well, here's some information from Sarah Snow, no relation to me, but she used to be, I remember meeting her some years ago. She was on the Discovery Channel. She had a show on there, Get Fresh with Sarah Snow. But Chef Snow says that she used to skewer chunks of cantaloupe and melons and pop them on the grill, just like her meats. And talks about the fact that cantaloupes, for instance, are very high in vitamin A, have a high water content, and help to eliminate toxins. Watermelon packed with lycopene, which is an antioxidant, that's what gives you the green or the red color of watermelon. And that helps to reduce free radical damage and minimizes wrinkles and sunspots. And then potassium is very rich in honeydew melon. So there you go on that. If you're stressed out, you might want to, let's see, do we have time for this? Let me save that article for next week. Oh, since we're talking about smelling and sniffing, ants trained to sniff out breast tumors. Ants could detect human breast tumors, according to a small study in mice. The insects may one day provide an easier and cheaper way to non-invasively identify tumors compared with dogs. Now, cancer cells are known to produce molecules called volatile organic compounds, which we're going to be talking about with Jason Princenthal, which give them specific odors. Well, the dogs can sniff out these odors, but training them can be expensive and time-consuming. Well, in Paris, they actually trained, believe it or not, a particular strain of ants to do this the way the dogs do. So that's good news there for medical diagnosis. All right. Okay, we're up against the clock here, so let me move on to the fitness file. Let's go to the fitness file. All right, here's some fits or some tips for you that are not so fit, not so physically active. Stand for 60 seconds. Can you do that? No need to break a sweat there. You can slash your triglyceride levels by 15% in this study in just a week by standing up and moving for 1 minute every half hour. This was in a lipid research journal, and they say that exercise is known to burn triglycerides, of course, so moving more is better than sitting less or sitting more. Reaching for the stars or at least the sky and touching your toes. Also, you know, you want to stretch up and then stretch down to touch your toes. This is from the American College of Cardiology. They say just 30 minutes weekly of gentle stretches cuts levels of cortisol, the stress hormone, which is linked to elevated triglycerides. Can you say yoga? That's a good stretch there and flexibility. And if you're traveling or flying this summer, make sure you get an aisle seat, so that'll help prevent deep vein thrombosis, the DVT. You want to walk every hour, get up from the plane or from your seat and walk up and down the aisle if you can. Also consuming little or no alcohol, because that has a dehydrating effect, and doing isometric exercises in your aisle or in your airline seat. In matters of sexual health, let's see. For dryness down there in women, vaginal dryness can be caused by chemotherapy as well as medication, and it can cause vaginal walls to become thin, dry, and inflamed. Atrophic vaginitis causes dryness, irritation, burning, itching. About 70% of postmenopausal breast cancer survivors and 50% of postmenopausal women suffer from it. To calm the symptoms, they say to avoid things like douches and lotions and soaps, apply a moisturizer, and they say also that regular sexual activity stimulates blood flow to the area and can improve vaginal health. And they recommend a silicone lubricant. All right, and matters. Oh, and then finally, in the Funny Bone Pharmacy, some words of wisdom from that crabby cartoon character, Maxine. She says, I'm leaving my body to science. Maybe they can figure out what to do with it. What else? Let's see. Maxine also says, my doctor said eat more fruits and vegetables. An extra strawberry in my daiquiri and an olive in my martini should do the trick. How about, know what I call a three-layer box of chocolates? Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. All right. And her favorite day of the week to exercise will always be tomorrow. That reminds me of my favorite week or day of the week, and actually 4 days. You only have to exercise 4 days of the week. Okay, this is my little excerpt here. That is Tuesday, Thursday, today, and tomorrow. Those are the only days you need to exercise. Okay. All right. And speaking of fitness, I'm on a fitness kick, says Maxine. Anybody mentions fitness, I kick them. And finally, there's now a patch to help people's diet. Oh, I've used this one before. You put it over your mouth. All right. And we need to move on here. So we will be back with more information for your good health here on Dr. Health with my guest, Jason Princenthal, and Lindsay Correa, talking about indoor air quality in the next hour. So don't miss a minute. If you do miss a minute, make sure you join our evening rebroadcast 12 hours from right now. I'm David Snow here on Dr. Health Radio. Stick around if you want to stay healthy.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life.
SavedByThisCan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Noni has been used by Polynesians and Hawaiians for over 2,000 years as their main medicinal plant. Now our new products bring the power of Noni fruit to you in a pleasant-to-use form. Noni fruit leather is made from pure, organic, unfermented fruit and offers relief for many health problems inside and out. Our soothing lavender Noni lotion helps with pain, skin ailments, and sports injuries. Noni fruit leather and lavender Noni lotion are available online or at most health food stores. Try our Noni lotion and fruit leather for improved health and energy.
Sorry, yogurt. Although you're high in calcium and protein, in the real world of potent probiotics, let's just say you're not that potent. While many consume you thinking they're getting enough probiotic bacteria for good gut health, the fact is, you yogurts can't compete with a medical strength probiotic like Theralac. Plus, you yogurts, well, most of you, have so much sugar and other ingredients that it defeats the purpose of eating you in the first place. So while we'll always be fond of you and other fermented foods, we want to make sure our listeners also take a potent probiotic like Theralac. That's because just one capsule of Theralac is equal to more than 200 cartons of yogurt in the beneficial bacteria that it delivers to the gut. And if your doctor advises you to just eat some yogurt after a course of antibiotics without a strong probiotic like Theralac, it can take up to 2 years to reestablish your healthy gut flora. Look for Theralac in the refrigerated section of your favorite health store or go to Theralac.com.
Besides being healthy and feeling good, don't you want to look as good as you feel? Here's a name to remember for professional, affordable skincare: Botanical Rush. Backed by over 20 years of experience in product formulation, Myra Mesko, the founder of Botanical Rush, is the originator of producing clean and effective skincare, infused with powerful actives to support healthy aging and beautiful skin. The founder of Botanical Rush is the originator of producing clean and effective skincare, infused with powerful actives to support healthy aging and beautiful skin. Whether it's cleansing, restoring, or hydrating, or replenishing, treating, or protecting, you'll find the clinical strength formula that will be just right for you. So look to the pioneer and leading authority on non-toxic skincare. With never any harsh chemicals or artificial fragrances, and never tested on animals, Botanical Rush, a solar-powered company, made in the USA. Look for Botanical Rush in your nearest natural food store or go to botanicalrush.com.
Yes, we're going to be talking about breathing. Welcome back to the show. David Snow on your radio. In fact, did you know that smell is a factor in our friend choices? People with similar body odors are more likely to become instant friends. How about that? This is according to experiments. Researchers placed strangers in pairs and found that those who reported that they clicked were also judged by an electronic nose to have similar body odor. How about that? Mm. And our guest, let me smell my guests. I'm just kidding. Anyway, our guest is Jason Princenthal from Air Care Environmental Services here in Hawaii, and also his daughter, Lindsay Correa. Welcome to the program as well. And you specialize in healthy homes, which we'll talk about a little later as well.
Thank you.
He is our resident, Jason's our resident quality, indoor air quality expert, has been for over 15 years, founder of Air Care Hawaii, which is where we broadcast from, and we'd like to welcome them both to the Dr. Health Radio microphones this morning. Good morning. How the health are you?
Oh, I'm great, David.
Doing great. Thank you.
Still breathing. All right. Cool.
After all these years.
Yes, yes. About 15, actually. Now, let's talk about, you know, everybody has their air conditioner on because it's July and the dog days of summer. I mean, you know, August and well into September is when most of the heat from and wherever you live, whether it's Hawaii, you know, the West Coast, the East Coast, and everywhere in between, it's going to be a hot season. And, of course, with global warming and climate change and everything, you know, there's records being broken on a regular basis. But with respect to air conditioning and filtering, give us the rundown on, from your perspective as an indoor air quality expert, what are some of the biggest pitfalls of air conditioning? Is it that people don't change the filters often enough, or is it that they run it at the wrong temperature, or Give us kind of the background or inside scoop of what needs to be, what people need to know that maybe they're not aware of right now.
Sure. Well, I mean, it's really the biggest focus is the hygiene side, which will create the problems with respect to indoor air and with occupant health. So filters are great to focus on, but then it also gets down to what kind of filters you use as well.
Mm-hmm.
And there are cheap filters and there are more expensive filters. The way filters are rated is usually by efficiency. The rating is called MERV, R-M-E-R-V.
Okay.
And we normally recommend, under normal conditions, that people have, say, a MERV 8 or 9 air filter. This is enough filtration to where it stops, you know, most things that are in the air. And believe it or not, as filters get dirtier, they actually get more efficient because they...
Oh, really?
Yeah, because...
Although, so there's a little of the dirt catches more of the dirt.
Exactly. Unless you're talking about HEPA filters, but HEPA filters are usually used in clean environments to begin with, like operating rooms, clean rooms.
But I've seen that the central air units, you can equip them with HEPA filters too, right?
Not very often in a residential setting. It's possible, certainly, but I always tell people you really don't need that clean
of
air.
It's overkill.
Okay. Right. I mean, there's usually more particles floating around outdoors. And remember, most of the problems that we have indoors with respect to indoor pollutants generate and come in from the outdoors.
Oh, really? You know, okay.
Particularly if you're sensitive to pollen.
Yeah, but I've read that it's dead skin cells and pet dander and
It sounds like you got a lot of problems at your house.
Well, no, I don't have any of that.
That's true. I mean,
upholstery and
you can break down dust to what's in the dust.
Yeah,
What's in that dust are dander and fibers from the carpets if you have them.
Mm-hmm.
Dead skin cells, cockroach allergens, rodent allergens, pollens, all those things that are floating around in the air. And the way we naturally minimize them in our homes is by cleaning.
Mm-hmm.
That's why cleaning is a big focus that we guide our clients, particularly if they're sensitized to indoor or outdoor pollutants and or they have respiratory problems, asthma, where they're trying to find a cleaner environment, you know, for their nose to breathe.
So is it really true that the best vacuums really suck?
Oh, yeah. They suck all right.
Well, they have to have HEPA filters, too.
Yeah, yes. Mine does. I have a Miele, M-I-E-L-E. It's a German vacuum. And, I just love it. And it's, I think the air is cleaner, what's coming out of it, than what went in the hose.
Well, that's the whole purpose.
That's the point.
Yeah, right. The discharge is cleaned. Mm-hmm. By that HEPA filter. Yeah. Same thing with air conditioning, where as it discharges through the coil, the particulate levels are extremely low to know.
Mm-hmm. Right? Mm-hmm. Right. Now, what about, I see that some of the central air conditioning systems have UV filters, you know, built into the unit. How much more effective is that? That's mainly for molds and...
Well, they're not really filters. They're
well,
bulbs.
That's not a filter. Yeah. It kills the mold, is it? Does it?
Yeah, well, what it's designed to do, UV will only work in the line of sight. So where it's lit up is where the action happens.
Okay.
It's also very important to place them properly. I've seen in my career where when they first started coming out, they were installing them in places they shouldn't have been, like inside ducts. Particularly ductwork.
Okay.
A lot of residential is used a lot here in Hawaii where they use a lot of line ducts or internally lined with fiberglass.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't want the UV light to be exposed to those surfaces or else it will degrade it just like UV degrades a lot of surfaces.
Oh, sure, yeah, okay.
And then suddenly you have another air quality problem called fiberglass in the air.
Oh, my.
UV lights are great to use in the coil area, the cooling coils, mm-hmm. the drain pans, the components to keep and minimize any biofilm from developing on those surfaces, which is really where everything starts anyhow, is where water is, because
mm-hmm.
you don't really have any mold or any microorganism issue without the water, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So water and treating those areas in the ventilation systems are the most practical and best places if you're going to use UV lights.
If you're just joining us, Jason Princenthal is our guest, and he is the founder of Air Care Hawaii, which is we are broadcasting from our Honolulu studio, and of course we reach both coasts as well. But let's talk about since you mentioned water, hidden water, hidden leaks, which a lot of homes experience, and then consequently they have hidden molds, and they wonder why their pets or their children or themselves are having allergies and asthma and breathing difficulties because there are things lurking in their walls and floors and ceilings that they may not be aware of. How can you tell? Is there a mold test or a meter of some kind that people can buy inexpensively, or do they have to resort to a service like yours?
Well, it depends on how the situation. If a family is really suffering, or this is an issue that's debilitating people's health, then certainly it requires an investigation, because hidden mold obviously is in its nature you don't see it. And a lot of times the other things like smell and other telltale signs may not be present as well. So doing air sampling will give us an ability. It's not a total given, but it's just shy of cutting walls open and looking, which most people don't want to have their house ripped apart. Doing the proper air testing and then interpreting those tests are probably, in my opinion, some of the most important things, because there's certain kinds of species we don't want to find in an air sample, and that they're
like black mold, right?
Yeah, or well, it doesn't have to be black. I mean, that's just kind of been a
media term.
Media term, just like toxic mold. The dose makes the poison.
Is there beneficial mold, by the way?
Yes, there is. Portobello.
Blue teas? No.
Shiitake?
Shiitake, yes. And for those people out there in the space world, there's other types too. But the most important thing with water damage is that things get dry. And the mold will grow on cellulose-rich material like drywall.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, what we find is, like, the older homes here in Hawaii with the single wall constructions, they very rarely have mold problems, because wood is very resilient to minimizing, you know, it doesn't get moldy as fast as, say, drywall.
Yeah, right.
And drywall is usually the culprit that...
If it gets wet, it dries out and it...
But it's fine, but yeah. If it stays wet, usually within 48 to 72 hours, you can start developing mold growth.
Ah. Now,
the toxic molds are usually linked to hidden mold or slow leaks that nobody really realizes until months and months later.
Yeah,
right?
Where it's a chronic condition.
Exactly.
All right. On that note, Jason and also Lindsay, we need to take a bottom hour break. And when we come back, I have many more questions for you, and we'll bring in Lindsay into the discussion on healthy homes and mold testing as well as cleaning. And then also want to ask about third-hand smoke. Everybody's heard of second-hand smoke, but what about third-hand smoke? That can be just as deleterious to your health. Think carpets, curtains, and couches. And then we'll talk about what's involved in an indoor air quality assessment, as well as pets. We didn't even talk about pets, and we'll talk about that when we return here on the Indoor Air Quality Show on Dr. Health Radio. Don't go anywhere if you want to stay healthy. I'm David Snow here on Dr. Health Radio. Stick around for more information for your good health.
When it comes to probiotics, why do employees, managers, and owners of health stores recommend and personally take Theralac more than any other brand? Results. Fast results. In fact, Theralac is the fastest-acting medicinal-strength probiotic. With patented stomach acid-resistant delivery, prebiotic stimulation, and guaranteed potency, Theralac restores regularity fast while providing all the long-term benefits of a superior probiotic supplement. Don't be fooled by probiotic products that promise higher potencies or more strains of beneficial bacteria.
High potency means nothing without delivery, and more strains are not necessarily better. Theralac is optimally formulated for results. Theralac, the high-potency probiotic with guaranteed strength, delivery, and stimulation, supporting your digestion, regularity, and immunity. Theralac, available in the refrigerated section of your favorite health store. For more information, go to Theralac.com.
Snow.
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 Snow. It won't be long before we'll all be there with snow.
Snow. Snow.
It is David Snow on your radio. Here at Dr. Health Radio, we are into organ preservation versus organ transplantation. While a transplant may be life-saving, we don't want you to be able to, you know, have to have you go to that resort or to that extent to keep your life. We want to have you keep all your original parts for a lifetime. And speaking of original, you are listening to Radio's Original Health News Magazine, 31 years and counting, and hopefully I'll be here for 31 more. And one organ we want you to preserve, and we'll help you to do that, is your lungs, because if you can't breathe, nothing much else matters, because your life will soon cease to exist if you stop breathing. And we're going to be talking, we are talking about breathing with Jason Princenthal and Lindsay Correa. And let's bring in Lindsay. Lindsay, good morning, and thank you for being there as well.
Yeah, thank you for having us.
Yeah, now you do the, in AirCare Hawaii, you do the Healthy Homes Division. Tell us about that, and is it mostly mold testing, or do you do actual cleaning, or what's involved there?
So a lot of the time when people call us, it's usually because they have a concern with either allergies or they have visible mold. A lot of it just depends. Excuse me. It just depends. With mold testing, if our clients are concerned with being exposed to toxic mold or how bad, you know, the mold is in general, then we provide mold testing. If the concern is they have visible mold growing all over their homes, then we, you know, recommend environmental cleaning. Then if it's water damage, then we bring in our, you know, mold remediation attacks, and they, you know, it's more destructive. So it just depends on the situation.
Do you ever walk into a house or a home and see actual mold on the, like, walls or,
absolutely.
I mean, the surfaces?
Yeah. Yeah, even just from humidity. I mean,
really?
It doesn't even have to be because of air conditioning or water damage. It just depends, you know.
And of course, people have different levels of comfort as far as, you know, like some people are neatnecks and anal about cleaning and everything, and others are like, kind of lackadaisical.
It's amazing. I walked into a mold factory and, you know, some people, they don't even have allergies, and I'm walking in and I'm suffering already, though. So it just depends, yeah.
Oh, that's interesting. And then, so is that usually a short-term, like a day service, or can it go on for a week?
The testing part, it's usually just a 30-minute consultation where I do a thorough visual walkthrough. And then I usually take 10-minute samples, and it just depends on how many samples I need. I also need an outdoor sample to compare the indoor levels to. Environmental cleaning, it just depends on how big the job is, you know, how many areas we have to wipe, what it includes, contents, that means more things we have to go through and wipe down.
So the
depends on the objective.
Okay.
Yeah.
And the people that tend to be, hoarders.
Oh, well, yeah, hoarders. That's usually a much
more different ballgame.
Yeah.
Do you charge extra for that?
it's well, absolutely. It just depends on what they want. Yeah. I mean, sometimes we have to dump their stuff. Other times they don't want to let go of their stuff.
Yes, right.
So a lot of the times, actually, we don't end up doing those jobs because they're faced with us saying, you know, this isn't a healthy place.
Exactly.
You
know, there's a little path in the middle of the room where they walk back and forth, and everything else is.
Yeah, it's. I mean, you know, people. Yeah,
sure.
They don't want to detach from their stuff. Mm-hmm.
Right.
That's a different program, right?
Totally. Yeah. Absolutely.
And are there services like yours in most of the cities versus, for instance, the cities that we broadcast on the East Coast, West Coast?
Absolutely.
Every city has something like your
some
service.
Type of mold problem.
Okay.
Yeah, some type of indoor air quality problem.
But, I mean, as far as the services, do they have companies like you?
Oh, yeah.
And most cities?
Oh,
like
yeah, absolutely.
Right. Well, I won't say like us, but, we kind of morphed from, you know, because I got involved in this field before anybody cared, and being here in Hawaii, we had to really, I had to make a living. And when you have a service that nobody knows about or really knows to care about, it became somewhat of a hard thing to do. It was more of a passion for me.
Sure.
So as time went on, I mean, we originally started as a ventilation hygiene company, cleaning out ventilation systems. Because usually, you know, air quality, if there's nothing obvious or there's not a water damage issue or nothing issue, and it's you've got occupants that are sensitized or complaining about they're indoors.
Mm-hmm.
The first place we usually look at if there isn't a problem is the ventilation, because air delivery and all those air pathways like ductwork, they become contaminated over the course of years, you know, depending on the service and preventative maintenance. So delivery of clean air is certainly the first place to make sure you start, right? Because I always tell people, you always need four P's to have a problem. Do you remember them?
P's.
Four, yes.
P's. A person.
Yeah, you need a person complaining.
Okay. A pollutant.
You need a pollutant, say it's mold.
Okay.
And then you need a way to get that mold in their face or their nose, and
pathway.
You need a pathway and pressure to push the mold in. So,
He's trained me well.
Yeah, so say for instance, the mold's in the wall. A lot of people ask me that. Well, I think I have mold in the wall. Is it affecting my health? Well, it may or may not be, depending on if it's being pushed into the occupied space.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not suggesting that people live with the mold in the walls, but then again, maybe they don't have insurance coverage.
Or maybe it's not to the extent that it's going to affect them. I know in previous shows we've said the solution to pollution is dilution.
It can be, because everything is, you know, people breathe spores all the time in their homes, outside. So when consultants like us go in and do testing, it's usually we're measuring spores in the air. So we have to interpret those spores as part of our visual inspection to conclude, or at least to go somewhere to help our clients.
Uh-huh.
You know, and if we can figure it out without running testing, we'll suggest that. But testing is obviously more scientific, and it brings quantitative value, I guess, to the situation, because some people are consulting with their doctors or they go to naturopaths. So there's now newer testing for mold, like in blood and urine. So
is it on the spot, the testing you were talking about, Lindsay, is that something that you're reading a meter immediately to find out, or do you have to send it to a lab or something?
No, it's a little spore trap cassette, and then it sucks air into it. Or you could do like a surface sample or bulk sampling that we send to MLab.
Okay.
And we usually get it 24 hours, 48 hours after we submit
it. Oh, okay. So it's a pretty fast turnaround.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Good.
It's a fast process.
Okay. Now let's talk about, shift gears and talk about third-hand smoke. Everybody's heard of second-hand smoke. But the third-hand smoke is where things in your indoor environment are going to latch on to the smoke that was there previously. So think of curtains and couches and upholstery and carpeting, of course. But tell us how third-hand smoke has an effect on impact on indoor air quality.
You want me to take that, Liz?
Go for it. I'll chime in.
Thank you very much. it really depends on how much smoke has been absorbed, and then I think it's down to the materials.
And it doesn't necessarily have to be cigarette smoke. It could be like smoke from cooking or other outdoor
Or cause. Even marijuana smoke.
Well, yeah.
Or gas.
Only
gas
most people don't want us to clean up after that.
The thing is in Hawaii, a lot of people have open air. So that brings in a lot of outside air and ventilation.
And Florida and California, where we also broadcast from, there's a lot of outdoor. Well, yeah, some are more closed in, but seasonally, I mean, this is the summer season, so everybody has their windows open and everything. And isn't indoor air quality less of a concern during the summer months than
depends
unless they have it?
My favorite word. It depends. So,
yeah.
Like Lindsay was talking about, we find a lot of situations because, there is a similar characteristic to Hawaii to Florida, but really not. Mm-hmm. It gets much more hotter and humid in Florida. People are usually in air conditioning and or heat. most of the time of the year. From that standpoint, when we open up our windows, in fact, a lot of people said that when I got into this field, because if you recall 30, 40 years ago, majority of people had no air conditioning in their homes. It was mostly in hotels or office buildings or hospitals.
Yep.
With the onslaught of splits and things like that, people use air conditioning more. And the problem is when we find that people don't use air conditioning and rely on outdoor ventilation, then we get into the issue of humidity. So a lot of people that don't have air conditioning, and you know, our humidity here in Hawaii averages 70 to 75% all year round. Sometimes it's 90 or 100 if it's raining, or we have the so-called Kona weather.
40 to 60.
Yeah. So when you have sustained high levels of moisture in the air for a certain amount of times, that then becomes absorbed into your materials.
Right.
And mold can grow.
Yeah. So when we go into places and people don't even see it, we'll find a fine white haze of usually penicillium that will grow on surfaces that had a small amount of condensation on that surface.
Oh, I see.
That allows the spores naturally in the air to stick and start growing.
How bad is penicillium for your health versus other strains?
Well, again, it gets the dose makes the poison. Okay. I mean, it's one of the most prevalent species available, right, indoors and out.
Okay.
So it's not the so-called toxic molds, but at very high levels, it can cause allergic reactions and can be unhealthy for people.
Right.
Yeah. We don't want to see things growing in our house. That's the bottom line. Having mold growing in the home only means that you have multitude times of spores in your house. Because picture, you know, a size of a quarter.
The fungus among us.
That's right. But a size of a quarter of growth can have hundreds of thousands of spores in them.
Oh,
right?
Okay.
So, and now that doesn't necessarily mean you're breathing them all at once.
Yeah.
That's why the air sampling is so important, because we can quantitize, if you will, or the better way to quantitize what you're being exposed to is by what's in the air. Somebody who has mold growing on something and then wants a surface sample, the surface sample is only going to tell us what kind of mold it is. It doesn't give you anything really else. It's just an identification tool to know what kind of mold.
Great. All right. On that note, Jason and Lindsay, we're going to take a break and be back with more information for your indoor air quality health here on Dr. Health. And if you want to listen to the show again, it rebroadcasts 12 hours from right now on the station you're listening to right now here on the Healthiest Hour on Radio. I'm David Snow. Don't go anywhere. If you want to stay healthy, back right after this as Dr. Health continues.
Which do you think is riskier for your pet? Scuba diving or squirrel chasing? Twists and turns? Or fleas and ticks? Turns out everyday dangers make being a pet risky business. But a risk assessment and wellness exam from a veterinarian twice a year can reduce disease risks and prevent problems before they become serious. Contact your veterinarian today, because being a pet is risky business. A message from the American Veterinary Medical Association.
Noni has been used by Polynesians and Hawaiians for over 2,000 years as their main medicinal plant. Now our new products bring the power of Noni fruit to you in a pleasant-to-use form. Noni fruit leather is made from pure, organic, unfermented fruit and offers relief for many health problems inside and out. Our soothing lavender Noni lotion helps with pain, skin ailments, and sports injuries. Noni fruit leather and lavender Noni lotion are available online or at most health food stores. Try our Noni lotion and fruit leather for improved health and energy.
Have you noticed past the age of 30, your energy level, mood, skin, and body has changed, and maybe not for the better? It may have to do with DHEA levels. DHEA is an important building block for more than 50 different hormones, and the body naturally produces DHEA. We make the most DHEA in our prime, between the ages of 18 and 25. DHEA levels decline each year in men and women after about age 30. Research has established that maintaining healthy DHEA levels may help us feel more energetic, help reduce belly fat, and help us to get a better night's sleep. Often youthful levels of DHEA are tied to good health, while declining levels can contribute to an assortment of common health problems. Twist 25 is a high-quality DHEA supplement cream that absorbs easily into the skin, leaving no odor or oily residue. To learn more, visit www.twist25.com or call toll-free 888-489-4782. Look your best, feel your best with Twist 25. 888-489-4782.
Welcome back to The Cure for the Common radio show. It's your weekly dose of verbal vitamins, and we are here today talking about air, the air you breathe, especially indoors, where we spend almost 90% of our lives, and hopefully, though this summer, you're spending more time outdoors than inside. And speaking of air, we are on the air again this evening, 12 hours from right now, on the station you're listening to right now for the rebroadcast of the morning show. And after Wednesday, you can hear today's show on our website, drhealthradio.com. That's D-O-C-T-O-R, healthradio.com. If you're just joining us, Jason Princenthal and Lindsay Correa are our guests in studio. And by the way, you know, I just remembered this. You are our first in-studio guest since before COVID. So 3 years. I mean, I haven't had an in-studio guest since 2019. My gosh, this is a special occasion.
Huh? All right. is that why you have an oxygen mask on?
no masking here, although we do have these invisible force fields or shields between the booth here in the same studio. Anyway, let's talk about pets. Now, over two-thirds of the population has a dog and or cat or other pets in their homes and in their household. How do pets factor in to indoor air quality? I mean, do they cause it? Do they, do pets cause people allergies? Do people cause pet allergies? I mean, you know, what's the deal? Obviously, you have a lot of experience with that, and I know you have dogs.
Well, dogs bring in pollen and outside pollutants.
And they
indoors.
Don't leave their slippers at the door.
No, they sure do not. And they have fine hair. And it just depends on the person. If you're sensitive to animal, right. You know, hair, like myself, I'm allergic to
dogs.
Oh,
you are?
Yeah, and cats.
Oh, my gosh, really?
Yes.
And
yet
that's how we build up our sensitivities to all this
That's
stuff,
why right? he brings me everywhere. I mean, he's like, you smell that? Are you having a reaction?
Jason, you've always had a dog, right? I mean,
well, not always, but most of my life.
Yeah, most of your life.
And some dogs can create more problems than others.
Yeah.
So the dander of... of dogs and cats are things that people can be sensitive to.
Uh-huh.
We normally suggest that people get allergy tests. Then they can obviously know what they're sensitive to, because one of the best ways of controlling and minimizing any of your reactions is understanding what you are sensitive to. We're not doctors. We can only bring what we know at the time when we visit the site. But, I mean, for us, it's about empowering people to manage their own health and breathing.
Right, right.
Unless, of course, they want us to move in with them. Of course, we
you
we
have it for a price.
Luxury settings. That okay. But it's real important for people to understand that, whether they're food allergens, air allergens, okay. we have to understand our bodies.
Yeah. And keep in mind, people's allergies change over time.
That's true. You know? That is very true.
So they might have to get retested when they get older, they may not be as sensitive.
Yeah, I just found I'm allergic to people.
Yeah, oh, I know. No wonder you have this.
NBS. Screen.
Is that what this
that's
thing
why
is?
This, a, you see this plastic shield.
I thought it was a spit guard.
Hey, well, that too. We're out of time. But give us your website. And also, I want to mention, before you do that, I want to mention to our Hawaii listeners here in this market, the radio market here and all the islands, we broadcast a show that follows Dr. Health Radio, Every Breath You Take. It's on Saturday mornings, and that's with host Mike Buck. And they emphasize air purifiers. They talk about all the different air purifiers on the market. So that's one thing that we didn't get to, which... if you listen to the next hour's show, they will.
I've heard it. I understand that. I mean, they're beneficial, but again, they're products, and they have to be used properly.
Right, right, exactly.
They're not cures, and they don't just depends. Sometimes they can create more problems, depending on where they're positioned.
Okay, all right. You know. On that note, give us your website, and we're signing off.
AircareHawaii.com.
Okay, and for other markets that we broadcast in, you can go to, I mean, they have indoor air quality services in most every major city.
Yeah. So they can find the information on our site. And,
great.
They need a referral. I know a lot of people.
All right. Thank you so much for both of you for being here.
Thank you.
Join us again next week, same time, same station.
Aloha.
168 hours from right now. Thanking you for joining us. This is David Snow. Remember, it's not how long you live, it's how you live long. Aloha. Have a healthy week.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.